Hi, explorers. Welcome to a new segment of Exploring Science. Today, we're going to be learning about cells.
Okay. Learning about cells is one of my favorite types part of science. So let's start you off with something basic. And one of the most basic things is the cell theory. So the cell theory is one of the foundations of biology. There are six major tenets of the cell theory, but there's only three really important ones. So one of them is the cell is the basic building block in all living things. All organisms are made up of one or more cells, and all cells come from the division of pre-existing cells. So that means every cell is made from a cell that already existed.
Then there are things that first you need to know, too, is the different parts of a cell. So most cells have nucleus and mitochondria and ribosomes, cell membrane, cell walls, and sometimes the cell membrane, I'm pretty sure a lot do, but there are two different kinds of cells. There might be more, but this is what I remember. There's an animal cell and a plant cell, and a plant cell is more of a square-like shape, and the animal cell is more of a circular shape, so.
Well, I'm not sure if you already talked about this, but so there are some cells without nucleuses. They're called prokaryote cells, and some that are with nucleuses are eukaryote cells. So basically, most plants and animals both have nucleuses, so they're both eukaryote cells. Prokaryote cells, an example is the bacteria. It can either be good or bad bacteria. They're prokaryotic because they don't have nucleuses. And I'm not sure if you talked about this, but some of the differences between a plant cell and an animal cell is that a plant cell has a cell wall and chloroplasts, and it's rectangular in shape. And then the animal cell has lysosomes and, I can't remember. I think lysosomes, it's the lysosomes. So that's one of the things I can remember right now, sorry, but yeah.
And then animal cells have the ERs, the rough ER. And then the nucleus, ribosomes, lysosomes, cell membrane, vacuoles, mitochondria, cytoplasm, and Golgi bodies.
Oh, that's it. Vacuoles. So basically, plant cells have one large vacuole, and plant cells have many small vacuoles. And one more thing, you're probably wondering what ER stands for, and that is endoplasmic reticulum. So basically, I don't have my papers right now, so I'll wait here. They are. Never mind, that's not it. So anyway. So basically, it's the endoplasmic reticulum. They're basically just hallways for ribosomes go on to them. That's why they're smooth and rough. Rough is where the ribosomes are on them, and smooth is when there's not. And so, yeah, that's one of the things. And do you want to talk about the division, mitosis? Okay, so I'll explain mitosis is the process of cell division. Okay, so during mitosis, the genetic material stored on chromosomes located in the nucleus of a cell replicates. Then the nucleus divides into nuclei, and in most cases, the entire cell divides into two new daughter cells. The daughter cells are genetically identical to each other and to the parent cell. Mitotic division is the normal process that body cells use to grow new tissue or repair existing tissues. So that was a lot of words right there, and so I'm just going to sum it up here for you. Basically, the reason for mitosis is when if you have a scratch or a bruise, it's basically where cells start dividing to have more cells help repair the the area that got hurt. And so there's only one parent cell, and they both divide into two daughter cells. The daughter cells are the same as the parent cell. They're exactly the same.
So thanks for listening, explorers.
Bye. That was a lot of information. Sorry.